The township has been very active in a Catch the Vision type of a project. The intent is to get the residents more involved in their community, to foster the sense of community back, and to kind of rally everybody around the cause, basically. Mm-hmm. In that regard, through our planning commission, we have established a series of events. Now, we've talked about the community events committee several times. We also have a recreation committee that's very active and a road committee that's very active. And they are basically addressing the top two items, basically, on our community survey, and that is roads and recreation, and that includes trails, parks, everything else. And the Recreation Committee is very heavily involved in that process with all aspects of recreation. We were fortunate, the township was fortunate back years ago to have the benefit of the Schwemann family and the Woodbridge family to offer us a piece of property that is on the corner of 492. Right across from the Township Hall, it's roughly 5 acres that we call Schwemwood Park. You know, that is the focus of what's happening this weekend. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Springer to fill you in on the details.
Well, Michael's with us this morning. He's a Recreation Committee member, and he'll be also, you're involved in many other levels of the township on several committees and boards. But let's talk a little bit about tomorrow. What's specifically happening for folks to take part in?
Well, the main objective tomorrow is to recognize the donors and the supporters of the purchase of a property that's west and adjacent to Schwemwood. This goes back to 2007. There was a subcommittee of the Recreation Committee called Trails and Greenways Committee, and that committee went over and took a look at our parks, and one of them being Schwemwood. And when we went to Schwemwood, we discovered that there were a number of trails that people had been using for years coming off the Iron Ore Heritage Trail. But most of those trails resided on the property that was west and adjacent to the Schwemwood. So we began to look at how we can purchase this property to establish a trailhead on the Iron Ore Heritage Trail.
Now, one of the things that was really key in this, as you say, there's been a lot of businesses, residents, folks that have stepped up to help out, and donors with this, but there was also a grant here, it says, according to the information from the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund. So what have you been able to do now, and what are you sort of, I guess, what is the parcel and what is the plan?
Well, the parcel it was purchased through this grant, and the township had to come up with a 26% financial match. And we went to the public. We had a public hearing. It was probably one of the most positive public hearings that the Planning Commission ever had, and we had a lot of support, a lot of letters of support, a lot of positive comments, and then people that offered to donate money. And we have received almost $15,000 from individual families, organizations, and businesses.
So tomorrow,
now, let me jump in here real quick. And basically, that property was acquired. It's directly behind Walmart, so people know where this is. It's the property that lies between Walmart and the Iron Ore Heritage Trail. And through the generous cooperation of the Dajanoff family and the Dajanoff Family Trust, that is who we acquired the property from. And as Mike mentioned, we did get some grant funding for this, the larger portion from the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund. Township Board also kicked in, as Mike said, a sizable amount of money from our general fund and the donors as well to give us the opportunity to buy this property. So we now have roughly a 10-acre parcel there. That's continuous.
Randy Girard, the Marquette Township Manager, and Michael Springer, who is a member of the Recreation Committee for the Township, and we're talking about tomorrow being National Trails Day, and it tying into a public opportunity to find out more about some development in the township that has to do with some recreational properties and space. And Michael, I'm sure that, you know, putting something like this together, you have all of these various stakeholders and everybody involved in it. It's a parcel of land right behind the Walmart location by the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, but lots of people that you are very happy step forward to make this work.
Yes. You know, I have to go back to the Planning Commission, because the Rec Committee is a subcommittee of the Planning Commission, mm-hmm. and they have unanimously supported this all along, and our board as well. They have unanimously been behind this. So that's real that's key to something happening. And then additionally, we've had people come and clean up the park and help out with maintaining it.
Mm-hmm. As this project continues on, I see with the tie-in to the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, what are some of the plans, what are some of the hopes here to develop this as it continues forward?
Well, we have a map that's going to be placed, actually it's in the sign in the park right now, and it recognizes not only the donors, but it also shows a map of what we plan for the future.
Sure.
We hope to be able to write another a development grant for 2014 where we can put certain amenities in there and make it ADA compatible.
Now, tomorrow there's something going on, so I guess either one of you, if you wish to tell me the details of what's happening, feel free.
Well, tomorrow we're having an open house from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., and we'd invite all the people that are interested to find out what's happening with this park and, mm-hmm. and really our township's first Iron Ore Heritage Trailhead. And at noon, we're going to take a photograph by the sign or the marquee with the donors that are available at that time.
Mm-hmm. This is 11 to 2 tomorrow, and this is a parcel of land that's right behind Walmart, I guess, is the best way to say it. And it goes at Swemwood Park is where it's connected to. And you've also gotten help from Walmart in particular with this, I'm sure.
Yes. Walmart has been very helpful. First of all, they've granted us a number of easements because to complete these trails, these loop trails, we have to cross some of their property back there. And that's paramount. Also, the store manager and the assistant managers over there are going to be supplying us with some snacks, light, healthy snacks tomorrow for those people that come and join us.
Well, we've talked to you guys, folks with the township for several times, and lots of development that we talk about, projects like that. But this is also important to maintain the natural aspect of it and maintain these trails and whatnot. Why is that important to you?
Well, number one is because we've made a commitment. We've made a commitment to the people of this community. We've also made a commitment to the state of Michigan. This, when you accept a grant like this, this property is now placed in preservation for perpetuity, for forever and ever. So that's important, and part of that is to keep it a natural green space with walking trails in there so people can take a break and enjoy that.
It is
right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, and it's in the middle of the township, but it's also right there next to the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, which, you know, this is part of this massive project to connect many of the areas like this.
No, it is. You're right. Realistically, you know, in addition to what Mike has already said, this is responsive to what the residents told us in survey that they wanted. They wanted to have more opportunity for recreational aspects that don't rely on motor transit, you know. And that's what the Iron Ore Heritage Trail is all about. And that's what most of our recreational aspects is all about, is providing the opportunity to get out, enjoy nature, and not have to be concerned about motorized vehicles impeding you.